I'll give you an example. My wife just wrote a book about people who were brought up in the Bronx. And I'm at the Bronx. Right, good. Very good. Excellent. Read the book. You'll love it. So I met one of the people in the book that she interviewed. And he told me such an interesting, powerful story about this thing I was just talking about knowing your values and coming up against them, coming up against something in your own heart. He came from a working class family, and his father had lived through the Depression. And his father told him constantly, be a plumber. People will always need plumbing. But this was a very smart kid, and he went to medical school, and he was so smart that as a young man, he invented a device that would save lives. And a medical company offered him hundreds of millions of dollars for the patent to the device. The only thing was they were going to hold it back from putting it on the market for a whole year before they started selling it. Now that meant that he could either release it to the public right away and start saving lives, or he could take the hundreds of millions and wait a year. And his father, who had lived through the Depression and kept telling him, be a plumber, his father said, don't do it, don't take the money. He said, think of all the people, the mothers and children who will die during that year while this company is waiting to put it on the market. Put it out there now. And then every night when he went to bed, the father would say to him, when you wake up tomorrow and you look in the mirror to shave, don't look at yourself. Don't think about your own image. Think about those mothers and children who are going to die if you wait for a year.